我是在真耶稣教会的第三代的信徒。
I'm a third generation members in Trinity Church.
在成长的过程里头，教会成长的过程里头，很少听到有人用被神触摸这样的字眼。
Growing up in the church, I've rarely heard anyone saying that he was touched by God.
以后跟一些基督徒的朋友来往接触，却常常听他们用这个用语，被神触摸。
However, later on when I grew up, when I conversed with Christians from other churches, I often hear they use this word, being touched by God.
甚至有人说，你有没有被神触摸过？
They even asked me, have you been touched by God?
我第一次被问的时候，我愣在那里，我不晓得怎么回答他。
The first time I was asked, I was shocked and speechless.
我没有被神摸过。
I was never touched by God.
后来我就仔细的再去了解一下他们所说的被神触摸到底是什么。
Later on, I went and studied the meaning of being touched by God.
后来我发现其实他们很多人说被神触摸，意思就是说被圣经的话感动。
And I discovered, when they say they were touched by God, they mean that they were touched by the words of God.
是心中的一种感受，一种感动。
This movement comes from within.
比如说有的朋友说某某牧师讲道的时候，我的心被神摸着了。
Some may say that when a pastor was speaking, my heart was touched.
当我了解之后呢，我实在很感谢神，我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And after I discovered that, I was very thankful that I'm a member, a Christian in this church.
我不但被神的话感动，我还真实的、很真实的体验神。
Not only have I been touched by God, but I've also experienced God.
不但听到神迹，而且看到神迹。
Not only have I heard of miracles, but I also experienced and seen it with my own eyes.
原来我所遇到的这些朋友说被神触摸，原来其实只是那种或许可以说很肤浅的只是有关这些圣经的字眼的这种领受跟感动。
Those Christians who told me that they were touched by God, it was merely a very shallow experience.
那其实，在信仰当中，真的我们可以对神有很具体、很实在的体验。
However, in fact, in our daily lives, we can truly experience God.
那我想很多基督徒朋友用这个被神触摸这样的字眼。应该跟主耶稣所行的神迹也有关系。
Many of our Christian friends would say that they were touched by God, and this can be related to the miracles that Jesus performed.
请我们看马可福音第一章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章四十节。
Verse 40.
有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说：“你若肯。”必能叫我洁净了。
For a man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you're willing, you can make me clean."
四十一节，耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I'm willing," he said, "be clean."
这里说主耶稣伸手来触摸这个长大麻风的人。
It records that Jesus stretched out his hands and touched the man with the leprosy.
早上有跟大家一起读了利未记十三章四十五节四十六节。
This morning we study Leviticus chapter 43, verse 45 to 46.
那里提到说，在犹太人的规矩里头，这长麻风病的人，他们是要被隔离的。
It records that people with leprosy have to be isolated.
他们必须要警告人说不要靠近我。
They have to be warned to not draw close to other people.
所以人们也不会主动的去靠近他们。
Therefore, people will not naturally go close to them.
更不用说人会伸出手 去跟他接触。
Don't even mention that they will stretch out their hands to interact with them.
如果我们是这一位长麻风的人。
If we are the one with leprosy.
当主耶稣说我愿意医治你。
When Jesus said that I am willing.
而且主耶稣又伸出他的手来触摸我们。
And he even stretched out his hands and touched us.
纵然如果说我们的麻风并没有得医治。
Even if our leprosy was not cured.
就耶稣的那一个举动我们已经很受用了。
Just with that gesture, stretching out his hands, we are moved.
多么不可思议的事情，竟然有人愿意伸出手来触摸我。
This is how miraculous things happen that people are willing to touch us.
主耶稣行了很多的神迹。
Jesus has performed many miracles.
每一次的形态也都不太一样。
And every miracle is different.
主耶稣用 不同的方式来行神迹。
He has performed miracles in different ways.
这告诉我们纯粹是神的怜悯。
And this tells us that this is God's mercy.
不是靠着好像公式一样你必须要怎么样。
It's not by any particular means saying that you have to do something.
我们人在生活当中常常喜欢把自己套在一个公式里头。
As human beings, we like to limit ourselves in some kind of formulas.
觉得说那这样子常常会去忽略了那个背后应该有的有的态度跟精神。
And by doing that, we often forget the spirit behind doing certain things.
所以主耶稣他用不同的方式来让人得恩典得医治。
Therefore, Jesus used different ways to allow people to receive his mercy.
让人知道说不是在那个方法，而是在这一个怜悯的神。
So people will understand that it's not because of certain way of doing things, rather it's because of God's mercy.
我们请看马可福音第二章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 2.
第二章的十一节、十二节。
Verses 11 to 12.
在这里主耶稣行神迹，他是用吩咐的。
Here Jesus performed miracle with words.
十一节他说：“我吩咐你起来。
”11, I tell you get up.
那这是带着权柄的一个吩咐。
This command comes with authority.
马可福音一章二十七节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 27.
这里说到主耶稣用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听从了他。
Here says that Jesus gave orders to the evil spirits with authority.
这是最简单的，主耶稣只是用吩咐的事就这样成了。
And this is the most simple that Jesus used words to perform miracles.
有时候主耶稣除了用言语之外，他也会带着动作。
And sometimes he would accompany his words with actions.
比如说马可福音第一章三十一节
Chapter 1 verse 30
主耶稣近前来拉着他的手扶他起来，热就退了。
31, so he went to her, took her hand and helped her up. The fever left her.
那也有些时候呢，主耶稣没有什么举动，但是人这边有个动作。
And sometimes Jesus did not do anything, rather people have actions toward him.
比如说马可福音第五章二十七节。
Mark chapter 5 verse 27.
这里提到那个患血肉症的妇女。
Here records of a sick woman with a bleeding problem.
这里二十七节说她也夹在众人当中，她伸手摸耶稣的衣裳。
27, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak.
在她摸主耶稣衣裳的那当中，她的病得到医治。
As she touched Jesus, she was cured.
甚至主耶稣有时候用那种已经非理性的方法让人得医治。
And sometimes Jesus used ways that are very irrational to cure people.
比如说约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
约翰福音九章第六节。
Verse 6.
有一个生来就瞎眼的人，他也得着了主耶稣的医治。
A person born blind received healing.
那第六节说，耶稣吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在这个瞎子的眼睛上。
Six, having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes.
然后吩咐这个人说，你到希罗亚池子去，把眼睛洗一洗。
And he commanded this person to go to the pool of Siloam.
那这个瞎眼的人，他照着主耶稣所吩咐的去做，他眼睛就明亮了。
And this blind man did according to Jesus' command, and his eyes was open.
所以从人看得见的这一个行动，似乎没有一个固定的公式。
Therefore, from what we can see, there's no set ways that how Jesus performed miracles.
所以不要一直只是去想要怎么做。
So we should not always think what should we do.
这早上我已经有提到，就三个主要的原因。
This morning I mentioned about three reasons.
神的怜悯来彰显神的能力。
God's mercy is to show His power.
人的信心加上人的祈求。
Man's faith and pleading.
那在马可福音第一章这里，主耶稣是伸他的手去触摸这个麻风病者。
And in Mark chapter 1, here Jesus stretched out His hands and touched the man.
主耶稣又加上对他讲说，你洁净了。
And He said, You are clean.
如果说要去解释主耶稣为什么要伸手去触摸这个人，
If we were to explain why Jesus stretched out his hand,
那我们只能够说，在这个怜悯里头呢，有着主耶稣的爱的表现。
We can only say that with Jesus' compassion, he showed his love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以主耶稣在他的言语，在他的行动当中，很自然的流露出爱来。
Therefore, in Jesus' actions and speech, he shows his love.
所以这也成为我们追求的一个目标。
And this is a goal that we should pursue after.
这个爱可以很刻意的、留意的去做出来。
This love can be purposely done and shown.
但是我们更重要的是要追求像主耶稣这样子，很自然的流露出来。
However, we should pursue to very naturally show our love like Jesus did.
在一开始的时候，我们真的是常常需要刻意的去留意我的言语、我的行为里头有没有爱。
In the beginning of the process, we need to pay close attention to our speech and our actions to see whether or not we show our love.
这样的努力也真的能够帮助我们成为一个更有爱心的人。
And this kind of effort and actions will help us become better Christians.
但是最好的是自然的就表达出来。
But what's even better is that we naturally show our love.
我想主耶稣他应该没有在思考说，我是不是要有伸出手来触摸他的这个动作。
I believe Jesus did not think twice before he stretched out his hand.
因为他就是爱。
Because he is love.
一个被爱充满的人，他自然的就将爱流露出来。
A person filled with love will very naturally disclose this love.
也因为这样子，我们常常求主耶稣的爱借着圣灵来充满我们。
Because of this, we should often ask Jesus to fill us with his love.
因为我们需要彼此来喂养，彼此来造就。
Because we need to mutually encourage and mutually edify each other.
我们请看哥林多前书第八章。
First Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章第一节
Verse 1.
第一节论到既有香之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Now about food sacrificed to idols, we know that we all possess knowledge. Knowledge pops up, but love builds up.
在保罗的讲论当中，在这里他提出了很简短、很有意义、很重要的一句话，唯有爱心能够造就人。
In Paul's speech, he used this phrase, a very simple phrase, to sum up which is to that love builds up.
啊，虽然爱也常常挂在我们的嘴巴当中。
Although we often would say love with our mouth.
啊，但是实际上我们常常是忽略的爱。
But oftentimes in reality in actions we neglect love.
因为我们常常很在意的是这件事情做得对不对。
Because what we care is whether or not we do things right.
哦，我们常常只是该不该做。
We think about whether or not we should do it.
这样子做对吗？
Is this right or wrong?
哦，甚至我们常常只是很在意说我们把事情有没有做好。
Or we only care whether or not we do certain things.
哦，我们在对某某人说，我已经把什么事情做好了。
When we tell someone that oh we have done this.
哦，我们对我们的孩子要求他说，你有没有把什么事情做好
？When we ask our for our children to do something.
哦，对教会的事情，我们常常也是这样子。
And this is our attitude towards church work.
啊，我们在开会，我们讨论说这件事情我们有没有做好
？When we have discussion about something a matter, then we'll ask, did we do this?
哦，所以我们常常只是在意说做的对不对，做的好不好
？What we care is.Whether or not we do it or we do it well.
那所以常常试着做对的事情。
Yes, we perhaps do the right thing.
啊，试着我们也完成了这个事情，把事情做好了。
And perhaps we also accomplish it, and done it very well.
啊，但是我们会觉得说，这里头好像还缺少了什么。
But we would realize that there's something missing.
哦，我们好像只是很公式化的把事情做好了。
We're like a robot, doing things.
哦，但是神国里头的事情应该是超越了，只是把它完成。
However, matters and things in the heavenly kingdom should surpass that.
哦，因为神国的事情，每一件事情都还包括着一个重要的要素，就是爱。
Because things concerning the kingdom of God also revolve around love.
有时候我们看到事情是做好了
，perhaps things may get done。
哦，但是我们心里头好像没有太多的感动。
But we don't feel this movement, this touch in our heart。
好，我们把事情完成了。
We have accomplished something。
好，但是我们并没有那种心，好像很欣赏这一件事情。
But we don't feel excited toward the things that we have.Done.
通常会让人有那种心去欣赏，为什么？因为很美。
Oftentimes, things that attract our attentions are beautiful things.
你会去 appreciate, 很欣赏，因为这里头，因为很美。
We will appreciate things because there's beauty in them.
所以在神国里头不但要把事情完成做好了，而且呢要做得美。
Therefore, in God's kingdom, not only do we have to accomplish the matters that God entrusted us, but we also have to do it beautifully.
好，那这当中就是没有忽略的爱。
And that's taking into love into consideration.
好，如果主耶稣说我肯，你得到洁净了。
If Jesus says that I am willing, be clean.
啊，当然这一个人。他得到了医治。
Of course, this person will receive healing.
主耶稣又完成了一件神迹。
And Jesus has performed another miracle.
但是呢，主耶稣他也伸手来触摸这一个人。
However, Jesus took a step further and stretched out his hand.
让我们的感觉是，不但完成了一件事情，而且做得美。
And this.Leaves us a feeling that not only did Jesus accomplish a miracle, but he did it with love.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
我们不但把事情完成，而且我们做得美。
That not only can we do things, but also do it with beauty and love.
就是在每一件事情里头没有忽略了爱的这一个层面。
That is, we do not neglect love.
请看马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter one.
马可福音第一章37节。
Verse 37.
那么遇见了主耶稣，就对他说：“众人都在找你。”
And when they found him, they exclaimed, everyone is looking for you.
啊，这个大家在找主耶稣，找到了他，就说大家都在找你。
His disciples was looking for Jesus and told him that everyone was looking for you.
38节，耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道。
Jesus replied, let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come.
啊，为什么众人在找主耶稣？
Why was the crowd looking for Jesus?
啊，因为在昨天主耶稣行了很多神迹。
Because just the day before, Jesus performed many miracles.
啊，所以很多人找主耶稣是为了要来得医治。
Therefore, many are looking for Jesus to receive healing.
啊，所以38节主耶稣说，我们也往别的地方去。
However, 38, Jesus replied saying that let's go somewhere else.
啊，我好在那边传道。
So I can also preach there.
啊，主耶稣来表达他来到世界上不是为了行神迹。
Jesus here proclaimed that the purpose of him coming to the earth is not to perform miracles.
啊，更重要的，他来完成救恩，他来传讲天国的福音。
But to preach this gospel and eternal life.
啊，主耶稣他清楚的知道他来到世界上的目的。
Jesus knew the reason why he came to this world.
啊，虽然主耶稣这么讲，但是主耶稣还是继续的多多的行神迹。
And although he said that with his mouth, but he still continued to perform miracles.
啊，因为行神迹也有他的一些重要性，一些目的在里头。
Because there are still importance in miracles.
啊，借着主耶稣的行神迹，他可以来彰显神的权柄。
By performing miracles, he can reveal God's authority.
哦，借着行神迹，主耶稣来彰显他的神性。
By doing so, he can reveal God's divine nature.
啊，他来显示出他另外一个人所还不能明白的一个重要的身份。
To disclose this his other identity that others cannot understand.
啊，因为在当时犹太人的眼中啊，他就是约瑟的儿子。他也是一个木匠。
Because in people's eyes, he is just a carpenter's son.
啊，所以当时还是有很多人，尤其过去认识他的人，在诧异着说，他怎么突然现在能够讲这些话，又能够行这些事情。
Therefore, many people were marveled at the things that he said and do.
啊，主耶稣行神迹，为了要让人来认识。他就是那一位弥赛亚基督。
Therefore, Jesus performed miracles so that others can understand and know that he is the Messiah, the Christ.
啊，所以到了今天，仍然是有神迹在我们的生活里头。
Therefore, until this day, there are still miracles amongst us.
啊，因为这是带领人来信主的方法之一。
Because this is one of the ways that we can bring people to come to know God.
啊，过去的这些使徒，他们也因为这样子带领人来信主。
The disciples and apostles back in the days also used the same method to bring people to believe.
啊，今天有些信徒在信主的过程里头，神迹也是一个带领他们的方式。
Many people in coming to know Christ, miracles was one of the reasons why they came.
啊，保罗他对圣经从主耶稣那里有很多的启示。
Paul received many revelations from God.
啊，他也是一个被训练很有口才的人。
He was also a very eloquent man.
啊，他也是一个经过训练很有知识的人。
And he was well trained and full with knowledge.
啊，但是在传扬福音的事情上面，他不忽略了神迹。
However, in his missionary, he did not neglect performing miracles.
啊，请看罗马书十五章。
Romans 15.
罗马书十五章十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，除了基督借我所做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我言语作为，用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。
I will not venture to speak of anything except that what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done.
这里保罗讲到他传讲的是神这个神的言语。
Paul here says that whatever he preaches are words from God.
还有这个神迹奇事的能力。
And the ability to perform miracles are also from God.
还有圣灵的运行，圣灵的感动，圣灵的带领。
Also due to the movement and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
因为神迹常常会来为真理来做见证。
Because miracles will testify for the truth.
这是主耶稣要升天之前给门徒的应许。
This is a promise that Jesus gave to his disciples before he ascended to heaven.
当主耶稣升天之后，门徒所传讲的信息主要是什么？
After Jesus' ascension, what was the main message when his disciple preached?
这些门徒所传讲主要的信息就是主耶稣已经复活了。
The main message is that Jesus has resurrected.
但是主耶稣已经升天。
But he has ascended to heaven.
正常来讲，人的肉眼再也看不到主耶稣。
Normally speaking, with our eyes, we cannot see Jesus.
那复活的主耶稣在哪里呢？
But where is this resurrected Jesus?
如何能够去相信呢？
How can we believe?
主耶稣应许门徒，他要用神迹来证明他们所传的道。
Jesus has promised his apostles and disciples that he will accompany their preaching with miracles.
真的，使徒在传讲福音的时候，神迹随着来证明他们所传的道。
Indeed, when the apostles were preaching, their preaching was followed by wonders and signs.
不但是这个神迹，不但是带领人信主，也能够坚固信徒的信心。
Not only did these wonders attract people to come to believe, but also strengthen the believer's heart.
弟兄姐妹，看到神的作为就在我们的当中。
Brothers and sisters saw that God's doings are amongst us.
这个信心就被更加的坚固。
Therefore, their faith was strengthened.
而且神的名要得着荣耀。
And God's name will also be glorified.
没有一个体验的神迹的人，他们不会来称颂天上的神。
No one that has experienced God's miracle would not praise God.
那是很自然的，领受了恩典，就是发出感谢。
And it is also very naturally that they give thanks to God.
请我们再看回马可福音第一章。
So turn back to Mark chapter 1.
主耶稣不但用吩咐的，而且伸出手来触摸这一个人。
Not only did Jesus command it, he also stretched out his hand.
一章四十节。
40.
一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说，你若肯必能叫我洁净了。
A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
他的态度是跪在主耶稣的面前。
This man's attitude was to kneel before Jesus.
他的口气是你若肯必定能。
He was begging Jesus and saying, if you're willing, make me clean.
这个你若肯这个不是一个质疑怀疑，这是一个尊重。
By saying if you're willing, if this is not a question.
我是不配的。
I'm not worthy.
所以你可以给也可以不给。
You can heal me, but you can also not heal me.
我本来是不应该来到你面前的。
Originally, I was not supposed to come before you.
但是我来到了你面前。
But I came.
你如果愿意，请你帮助我。
If you're willing, please help me.
为什么知道他不是用一个怀疑的、或许的这种态度
？And how do we know that this man did not come with question?
因为他说，你如果肯的话，你必定，这是肯定加上肯定，能够使我洁净。
Because he said that if you're willing, you can make me clean. This is very positive.
一个要得着神触摸的人这是很简单也必须要做到，有时候也不容易做到的。
In order for a man to be touched by God, There's one thing that's very simple and that we must do.
尊重神。
To respect God.
有时候我们有点像在吩咐神。
Sometimes it may seem that we are commanding God.
我做了这些事情，所以你一定要怎样。
I have done this and that, so please do this.
这个人虽然他用最虔诚的态度跪在主耶稣面前。
Although this person knelt with sincerity before Jesus.
但是他的口气是，我尊重你，你如果愿意，请你帮助我。
But his attitude was that if you are willing and I respect you, please heal me.
我之所以来到你面前，因为我相信你必定能够。
The reason why I came before you is because I believe that you will heal me.
他相信在神凡事都能。
He believes that in all things are possible in God.
他知道主耶稣他已经看见，已经知道他的苦情。
He knew that Jesus has seen his suffering.
虽然可能这是第一次的见面。
Even though this may be the first time that he met Jesus.
但是他已经知道，主耶稣已经知道我，认识我，而且知道我的情形。
But Jesus has known me and knew my circumstances.
他也知道他的生、他的死、他的祸、他的福，都在主耶稣手中。
This man also knew that all he has and all the surroundings are in God's hand.
从这个人，从第一节的描述，我们可以这样来推论，这个人他拥有这些。
From this verse, this is what we can deduct.
因为他如果不相信在神凡事都能，他不会来。
If he did not believe that Jesus can heal him and everything is possible in Jesus, he would not come before him.
如果他只是试试看，他不会用这么肯定的话说，你必能让。让我洁净。
If he was just testing and trying to ask Jesus if he can heal him, then he would not be so positive.
他相信主耶稣已经知道，所以他只是这么简短、这么诚恳的祈求。
He knew that Jesus already knew, therefore he prayed with sincerity.
有时候我们会抱怨医生哈，给我们时间太少，好像五分钟、十分钟就要把我们打发走。
Sometimes we complain that when we go see a doctor, they may only spend 5-10 minutes and want to get rid of us.
因为我们实在有太多的那种感觉，对症状的感觉要告诉医生。
Because we feel so many symptoms that we want to tell the doctor.
那很多时候医生是觉得我们太啰嗦了。
But the doctor may find us very annoying.
我们怕我们讲得不够详细，医生没有很清楚。把我们误诊了。
And we are afraid that if we don't tell him all our symptoms that we feel, then he might misdiagnosis us.
但是来到主耶稣面前，我们就不用有这样的顾虑。
But when we come to Jesus, we do not have this worry.
所以这个人来到主耶稣面前的祈求就是这么的诚恳，这么的简单。
Therefore, when this person comes before him, his request was so simple.
他相信他能够将自己交在主耶稣的手中。
He believes that he can entrust himself to Jesus' hand.
那对我们今天来讲
to us.
今天我们来到主耶稣的面前。
When we come before him.
我们要加上，我们要相信他是我们生命的主。
We need to believe that he is the savior of our lives.
就像雅各书里头所说的
，like what is recorded in James。
你如果愿意，我就能够做这个，我就能够做那个。
If you're willing, I can do this and that。
我们来到主耶稣的面前，我们相信他的旨意必定成全。
When we come to Jesus, we believe that His will be done。
耶伯到在他的遭遇最后他的一个结论。
The conclusion that Job had after all his suffering.
他发现了说神的旨意没有人能够阻挡。
He realized that God's will cannot be stopped.
所以来到神的面前，我们相信他的旨意必定成全。
Therefore, when we come to Jesus, we have to believe that His will be done.
今天我们来到神的面前，我们也要相信他在人的国中来掌权。
Today, we also have to believe that when Jesus comes, he will rule over us.
哦，今天我们每一个人的眼界都非常的宽广。
Our visions are very broad.
我们不是只是知道南加州的事情。
We not only know what happens in Southern California.
我们很容易的知道全美国的事情。
We very easily can obtain knowledge and news about things happening around the U.S.
我们很容易的知道世界各地所发生的事情。
As well as things happen in this world.
我们要像丹尼里书里头那个尼布甲尼撒王，他最后他认识了。神在人的国中掌权。
We need to be like King Nebuchadnezzar, recording in Book of Daniel that in the end he realized that God rules.
来到主耶稣的面前，我们的认知、我们的态度是很重要的。
So when you come before God, our attitude and our thoughts are very important.
我们请看《使徒行传》十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章二十节
Verse 20.
众人请他多住些日子，他却 不应允。
When they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined.
二十一节就辞别他们说，神若喜我，我还要回到你们这里。于是开船离了以弗所。
But as he left, he promised, I will come back if it is God's will. Then he set sail from Ephesus.
这个保罗跟弟兄姐妹之间有那种很深厚的友谊跟感情。
Here Paul has this deep connection with the believers.
所以以弗所那地方的人呢，他们希望保罗多留些时候。
Therefore, the members in Ephesus wished for Paul to stay longer.
相信保罗也非常舍不得这样来离开他们。
And I'm sure that Paul was very sad to leave them.
相信保罗他有一个愿望，他能够赶快的再回到以弗所来。
And it is also Paul's wish to hurry and return to them.
但是保罗说，神若喜我。
But Paul said, if it is God's will.
我们看到保罗书信里头。常常有这样的字眼。
And we often see this kind of phrasings in Paul's letters.
主耶稣如果愿意，主耶稣如果允许我，我就可以做这个，我就可以做那个。
If God wills and if God allows me, then I will do this and that.
所以从主耶稣伸出他的手来触摸这个长麻风的。
From the action of Jesus stretching out his hand and touched this.Man with leprosy.
我们是在看见了一幅很美的图画，因为这一个图画里头有着爱。
Indeed, we see a very beautiful picture because in it we can see love.
我们求主耶稣赐给我们信心。
We ask God to grant us faith.
因为我们都奉圣灵的差遣。
Because we are all sent by the Holy Spirit.
我们要传讲主耶稣救人的福音。
We need to proclaim this message of salvation.
我们愿他的作为总是彰显在我们在传福音的过程里头。
And we wish that God's will and His doings will be accomplished amongst us.
照着主耶稣的应许，我们也要做他所做的。
According to His will, we will also do what He wills us to do.
愿他总是在我们的当中来大施怜悯。
We ask him to be amongst us and to often show his mercy.
我们也照着他所赐给我们的信心来做他所做的。
And according to the faith that he granted us, we'll do according to what he wills.
这仍然是一个需要神迹的时代。
Today is still a time that needs miracles.
唯有爱心能够造就人。
And only love builds up.
主耶稣帮助我们，让我们在做的每一件事情里头没有忽略的爱。
May the Lord help us so that everything we do, we do not neglect love.
我们不但把事情做好了，也把事情做得美。
Not only do we do things well, we also do things with love.
唱诗三百五十二首。
Sing hymn 352.
A wonderful Savior. 不但用他的手要触摸我们，他更要用他的手来遮盖我们。
Not only will God reach out His hand to touch us, but He also will use His hands to cover us.
啊，当一个人一直在强调某一件事情的时候，很有可能他对那一件他没有得着，他也没有体验。
When a person is emphasizing a matter, it may be because that he has not received experience.
啊，很多基督徒的朋友啊一直在讲着。被神触摸。
Christians' friends may tell us that they were touched by God.
啊，因为真的没有体验到，没有被神触摸。
Because they have not experienced being touched by God.
啊，所以我们也求神啊，他施恩怜悯，让很多渴慕被他触摸的人，真的被他触摸。
Therefore, we ask God to have mercy and compassion on us, so that we can really experience being touched by Him.
啊，让很多的人真的能体验到他。来啊，明白他救人的真理。
So that those who have not experienced can come to know His salvation.
啊，也愿神的触摸继续的在我们的生活里头。
And we ask God to continue to touch us in our daily lives.
我们现在一起祷告。
So pray.